Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
As Evandrian floats there in this with this breathing apparatus around his mouth and nose, and both his legs and left arm are missing, looking freshly amputated.
Hey, it's too crowded out there. I'm gonna come crowd you instead.
Look at this dude. He's like, look, I have no idea what's going on in their mind right now. Do you? Look at him.
Horus is very solid and quiet.
Yep, let's get the zombies and your mother onto the good vibrations.
Eddie's walking his mother by the elbow towards the good vibrations.
On. So what room do you got her locked in? Back on the good vibrations.
He probably just cuffed her to a pipe in the smugglers or in the cargo hold.
Kidoki.
So I don't have a proper like dungeon.
Nice. You're going fucking full tilt. You're like, nope, she gets locked the fuck up. She doesn't get any type of creature comfort. She's not getting your room
not
or anything
yet.
Like that. Gotcha. No, it's perfect. I like it.
And I think Oris would program beep to make sure she stays there.
I like it.
But yeah, I mean, I think at this point he would be bringing her some food.
Okie dokie. Slide you down there. Not that it matters that you guys are on the map together. But, so yeah, you walk in, and she's sitting there set up to her pipe, and she just kind of eyes you, like, very unsure of, like, where she stands. She seems very unsure of, like, where she stands in all this, so she's kind of just, like, watching you as you come in. Edward, what do you plan to do with me? What are we doing?
No idea. He'll just hand over, like, a bottle of water and, like, a power bar.
Thank you.
I have no idea what we're gonna do with you.
Edward, I swear anything I ever did, I did for you. I know it might not seem like it, but I don't know how to explain it, but how have you been? Have you been keeping well? How are you all right? Are you healthy?
Well enough.
That's good.
Look, I'm past the point of caring about what happened to me necessarily, but I need to know what happened to those two zombies.
Oh, the cybernetic zombies? I mean, there was a group of escaped prisoners trying to leave Galta, and the ship was shot down. Unfortunately, they died in the crash, and I was tasked with trying to revive them. And unfortunately, I have not finished my work, though I doubt I'll have any chance to actually finish my work, as my lab was destroyed.
Yeah, it's a shame.
But yes, the reason the Sardat Ulvestra wanted, especially the Strix one brought back, was because unfortunately it was our only leverage towards his wife working on the rune drive. We're like, what the hell is that?
There is a growl coming from the vent right near.
It's the goblin. Scree. Makes his homes in the wall.
Is it like a can you hire someone to remove them? Like,
even if I could, it's family.
Ah, pops the goblin head. And
yeah, I think she kind of takes that back. Is like taken aback by that. Like, so this is his family, and I am not, apparently.
Haven't been, but on top of that, you've been doing some pretty fucked up shit.
Again, Edward, everything I did for you.
That doesn't make me feel better. It makes me feel worse.
to establish a place for you amongst the lords. Like, I wanted you to have a position.
At what cost, though? If you knew, if you'd been around me long enough, you'd know that this is the last thing I'd want you to do for me.
I understand you feel that way, Edward, but sometimes a parent must do what's best for the child when the child doesn't know themselves that that's what's best. Having established position in the Aslanti Empire could have been amazing for you. It would have been, it meant that you wouldn't have to scrape or bow or do what I had to do, to follow the orders of fools. You could have been the one giving the orders. Mm-hmm. You must see that the Aslanti Empire is far superior to the Pact Worlds. Our technology is better, our government is better, everything we do is better. They are chaos, and we are the order. Ah! See? This is a perfect example.
Ah!
That was legitimate. That was me being like, ah, what the fuck? So Tax, when you do the screen thing, it does get me. I'm like, ah, shit. Like, I look to the right real fast and, like, pull up my fist. It's like, ah! But...
Sorry.
Nope, it's perfect. It's perfect. It gets the actual reaction. A visceral reaction.
Edward, it's not too late. We could both return. I could finish my research and our family name could be something special in the Aslanti Empire. You could be a lord. Maybe a Sardat like Ulavestra.
It's not really my style.
She kind of sits there and she kind of gets huffy for a second. Like, you know, like a frustrated parent type thing. But like, you know, this is all your father's doing. He turned you against me.
You know, I guess it is, kind of.
He was so afraid of you being special. I did what I thought was the best way of doing it. I figured if Sardat Ulavestra, if I could take from you what made you special, it would make you normal for your father's sake, and then Ulavestra would owe us a favor, and then you could be something special and rise in the ranks. Yes, you wouldn't have the strange abilities you manifest as a child, but still, it wouldn't. Status is so much more important than that.
Let's say, if you guys want to roll some, like, sense motive checks to see if she's lying, or feel free. By the way, Scree said, nice. Does she ever tell the truth? Was what Scree said. Eddie, to you, she does seem to be telling the truth. At least as much as you believe. But perhaps, as much as you're trying to play it cool, perhaps maybe there's a little bit of your emotion clouding your judgment as far as how to take this.
Scree doesn't know that she's lying, but that whole line about, I did this for your father wanted you to be normal, so I took away your powers for you to be normal, so that you could become powerful, blah, 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 blah. Scree's just like, nah, that's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can still roll and see if you can actually pick up on what she's...
Oh, absolutely. If you want to go ahead, that's perfectly fine.
But he is convinced that she is lying.
Do me two things. Give me that and then give me a wisdom roll. I know you're not probably the wisest creature on the planet, but...
Oh, I can't...
If I'm mistaken, you don't have terrible wisdom, do you?
I can't roll, so you're going to have to do it for me.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got my graphics tablet as my screen at the moment.
Oh, gotcha. No problem. So we're gonna do a sense motive roll.
Yeah, he can't.
For a solid 8.
He can't tell at all.
Nope, not for that, but I am gonna give a wisdom roll as well, just for funsies.
16.
So, okay. You're not 100% sure if she's telling the truth about what she's saying, what she's saying is true, but you do know that just by wisdom alone, and you could probably do this yourself just as Scree, but yeah, her logic is flawed, of course. Like, even if she is 100% telling the truth, like, obviously, you know, if the father did say, boy, I wish my son didn't have these, you know, powers. He wasn't asking, or you would assume probably didn't mean fucking experiment on him and take his powers away, or something along those lines. Like, it doesn't seem likely that that was the conversation had.
Scree's not convinced. So. He's just sitting there like...
I mean, we haven't really gotten along, Dad and I, over the years. But, like, as much as he hated the shit that I did, and, like, the people that I hung out with, he never tried to force me to be anyone else. He was just disappointed in who I chose to be. You didn't even give me that choice. You just did it. You just made choices. Terrible choices. In my name. It for me. God. One of those things is someone's father.
I was trying to bring it back. It died in a crash. I didn't kill it.
He died.
Oh,
in
yes.
A crash.
He.
It's a person.
Of course it's a person. Yeah, you get the sense of that, but they are, you don't have sense mode of that. That was definitely like a authoritarian regime, like dictatorship fucking answer.
Scree is like
husband and father, you rancid, nasty swearing words. That's awesome. I like this is a brand quoted. I'm not just omitting that. That's what it says. Little stars, nasty swearing words. I love it.
He said some nasty things just then.
Yeah, I think she gets a sense of what exactly. No, you're not exactly what you're saying, but it's obvious that you are essentially in whatever language cussing her out.
Look, I don't know what comes next. I don't, but I know that you're done making decisions.
Edward, that's of course it. I made decisions for you when you were a child. I wouldn't try to control you now. I haven't seen you in so long. It's so wonderful to see you. You say you fell, and then you see her. She kind of softens for a second. She's like, "You say you fell in with the wrong crowd. Like what? Like why? Why did you feel you needed to do that?"
Just don't try to leave. He's gonna leave the room.
Scree points at his eyes and points at her, and then slowly lowers back into the vent. And I just kind of like, I think from now on he's just gonna be watching her from the vents.
Mm-hmm.
Just sees like eyes following her, like a creepy painting.
Every once in a while the vents will rattle, and that's just because Scree's like putting his hands on it and going just to spook her.
Nice. So yeah, I think as you watch her, and he leaves and turns his back on her and walks out of the room, you do see like tears in her eyes, and she kind of starts to, you see her shoulders start to kind of move, like she's sad.
She's gonna go find Oris.
Okie dokie, looks like Oris is in his lab / engine room.
That's where he be.
Ta-da!
There you go,
Oris.
Are there two Orises?
Yeah, right, the one now? Up top is like surrounded in red. It wouldn't let me move it.
Okay.
He's dead now.
Oh, shit. I think Oris will just like kind of look back over his shoulder, and but not really say anything, just acknowledge him.
It's alright to be pissed.
Putting it mildly.
I don't have to say that I had no idea, right?
I know. How could you?
What do you want to see happen?
Right now, I don't know what can happen, but if I don't try something, then I'm just going to lose myself, and I don't want that right now.
What about your dad?
Well, if Eoxians can do it, why can't he? So maybe there's something.
What, you think you could bring him back?
I mean, nothing's impossible. Well, I take that back. There's a lot of things that are impossible, but it's worth a shot.
And he's going to hand him the data pad he got from his mom's office.
Okay.
Well, yeah, he's going to take it, kind of look at it, like, kind of wondering, like, what the hell is this?
All the information I can download before I blew her lab up.
Well, this certainly is going to go a long way. We'll have to start from Thrash.
Whatever you do is your choice.
Thanks, Eddie.
I'll get to it then.
Fine. I will. Leave.
All right. Fine.
Good.
Yep. What is happening?
Yeah, I was gonna say. It got so awkward so fast. Fine then. I will. I'm gonna.
They don't even need to talk. They just have that level of understanding.
Fine. Go. I'm gone.
Or it's like, close the door, and he's like, no, I'm gonna leave it open.
He's like, why'd you do what you're supposed to be doing?
You're a weird guy, Ace. that's fun. So Oris, as you kind of look over the data pad, you do see that there are tons of information about that very thing, that she was working on something to bring him back. And you find that in that piece of information as well, that the reason they were ordered to bring him back, in fact, you find like a little video of between Sardat Ula Vestra and them, which, by the way, this is technically, I think, the first time you actually see Sardat Ula Vestra. I've done some flashbacks and stuff, but this is actually the first time you actually see like a hologram image of him talking to Sylvana and essentially demanding that Strix be brought back to life. Somehow he needs them to be able to talk and answer because they have another prisoner named... Gotta find it real fast. I think it's Kata. Kata. Another one named Kata that is on some place called Aurelos and is working on a top secret project. That is their leverage, is the fact that they have Taruk held prisoner. So she has been ordered to bring him back. And then you see note of some other experiments that were going on, that she tried cybernetics to try to restart the brain and things like that, but all she could do is animate the body and couldn't actually bring them back. But she started dipping into nanite technology, but hadn't perfected it yet, but was working on essentially like cellular reconstruction to bring them back through experimental nanites.
And now Oris has her data and her nanites.
That you do.
Gotcha. Well, certainly glad he decided to steal that.
Especially before he blew up that fucking lab.
Yep.
Good foresight, Eddie.
Well, I mean, he's got hope now that his mother's alive at least. I mean, that's something. But he's definitely probably not coming out of this room for a while.
No problem. Didn't say. Hashachir said he was going to be gone a few days. So yeah, if you want to start working on that. So yeah, essentially, you guys now have a few days to go shopping, talk with whoever you want to talk with, go over whatever. At some point, Red does wander like towards your guys' ship, and if you don't open the gangway for him, he's going to sit there knocking on the like rear door, trying to get somebody's attention.
Don't get the door.
Busy.
Oh God, fine. Just gonna shuffle with his bag of chips.
It's hard having roommates that are as lazy as he is.
Yeah. What an interesting... It's so fucking weird that you guys are so goddamn dysfunctional, yet in combat you are just goddamn gods. And I don't understand how it happens. Like, no matter what I've done, no matter how much harder... I know I do this, and I know I do this behind the fucking screen thing, but, like, even that fucking escape that you guys did, I took that ship you guys fought going in that escape was 3 tiers higher than it was supposed to be. And... Evandrian wasn't even supposed to fucking be there. You had so much more stacked against you, and that fucking thing said, like, no fucking way, you gotta get them out of there, they're gonna get blown to shit. And it's just like, no, if I had put the same level of ship, your little bullshit fucking transport, you would have killed them. If I used the ship they said, you would have actually 1v1 those motherfuckers. And so it just, it, I don't know. It honestly makes me feel like I'm playing this game wrong or something. But I'm using all the stats they're giving me. I don't fucking...
You know, a lot of the times too, and I've learned this over my time DMing, is the action economy is really difficult to balance. And no matter how much health or how much damage a target does, or like a creature does, when it's weighed up against all the players, it can't compete. So that's why I'm now giving everything legendary actions.
Hey, more power to you.
Action economy, honestly. Legendary actions or like battlefield moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like what do you call it? The layer action type things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, but it's just funny because like even that thing. I know I talked about this after Galta. I don't know if it was on camera or on recording, but the Galta thing, like those robots. It said like don't let them fight more than one of those things or they will die. And you guys fought like three in a fucking row, whilst fighting all the soldiers, whilst then going and fighting Evandrian, and like all of it one right after the other. And now don't get me wrong, Evandrian, that the whole thing was fun. That was like, I was a little annoyed at the moment, but not like annoyed. It was just like, fuck, my bad guy. But it was fantastic. It was an amazing move. I loved it once I got over the disappointment.
Eddie's answering the door.
Yes, Eddie's answering the door. Back to what we're saying. And as you open the door, Red is standing kind of like leaned up against the side with like his elbow on the side of the ship and like his head propped up. And he's like, ha-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da It's called the Ka-Chow now. And he's pointing towards the relic.
And he's just kind of... He's, like, in his bathrobe.
Yeah.
In, like, boxers and, like, slippers. And he, like, goes down the ramp a little so he can look at what he's pointing at.
That about the Ka-Chow.
You want that?
He just nods, like emphatically, like, yeah. That about. And he points to the group. He's like, that about. Points to himself. And then it's like, that about. And then kind of makes like a little two finger, like fingers walking. That about that. And then makes a little plane like hand thing. That about. That about. That about. Ka-Chow.
Yeah, okay.
And gives a little thumbs up. He's like, he's like, get to it, boys! And they start fucking trying to pry at the door again. Trying to get it open because it's still locked from Sadoon.
But yeah. We're giving them the ship, right?
I mean, it's a piece of junk.
Yeah, why not? Someone's gotta fly it.
Yeah.
There you go.
It does occur to me that we could sell it. But the headache of trying to move something that's been stolen from the Aslanti, like, yeah, let the goblins deal with that.
Yeah, maybe warn them to stay out of Aslanti space.
I don't know. We could use them as, like, you know, little sky pirates.
Yeah, look, it's an ally, right?
Give it to them as a favor.
And goblins can cause, you know, quite a distraction.
Yeah. Imagine if they managed to capture another one and then another one and they just build like a fleet.
That's how they...
That would be kind of cute.
Well, that's kind of how it was when I got captured.
Oh?
Yeah, they had a fleet. I was just on the main barge. That's where Scree lived.
So they could maintain ships and a barge. Oh, yeah. But they can't... And Ginger points to them still struggling to get through the door.
Look, they're
getting there. You actually see they're starting to, like, it's starting to crack open a little bit, and they're getting in there.
You know what I see? Determination.
Look, Scree, could you maybe remind them that if they ruin the hull integrity, the spaceship, emphasis on the space, is going to be fucking useless to them?
5620
ah!
Is the code.
Ah! And he just says, get... Fuck that. Go to it, boys. Because they almost got it. It's almost open, and they're just like, nah, we're almost there. We're going old school.
Look, it's their ship.
Yeah.
The goblins are smart. They're plenty smart. Just unconventional.
Oh, yeah. No, I trust you on that. I just imagine them, like, welding that door shut from the inside.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. And then they'll just come up with a new exit.
It's blow a hole out the side.
Yeah, something.
They seal up the entrance because they broke it, and then they break the hull in another direction.
And they'll seal that up when they take off again.
It'll just happen. Like, they'll break the hull making breakfast or something with, like, an explosion. And they're like, oh, new exit. Just make a door. It's no problem. That's how space and airtight stuff works.
That's how they launched ships. They just popped open the hatch and shot the stuff
into space. Yeah, I mean, that's what we did when you guys did your little flashback. You guys just opened the fucking blast doors and slung the ships out into space.
That's how they launched ships.
That's normally how they do it, yeah. They're just like, fuck it! And they just fucking launch them. They tie down the ones they don't want to go, and the rest just gets sucked out into space, and then they launch them. It sucks when they don't start right away.
The Ka-Chow.
Yep.
It's a nice name. Really gets the point across.
After a little bit, you see Sedona actually comes wandering onto the ship. And just kind of looks around at everybody and kind of just takes in the ship. Just because, you know, you guys have worked with her in the past and stuff like that. But I don't know. Maybe she's been on the Good Vibrations before. So maybe it's like, you know, she's seeing it again. Or maybe this is, you know, you guys haven't seen her since or worked with her since, you know, you got the Good Vibrations.
And he's polishing the name.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, sure it looks good.
You guys have done well for yourself.
Have we?
Yeah. Ginger's like elbowing Eddie.
What?
Yeah, did you not see like the success of that heist?
It was great.
You know, I technically had you guys clocked 5 minutes before to get to me, but
yeah.
Hey, 5 minutes is pretty good.
Better late than never, that's what I always say.
That's funny, I don't think I've ever heard you say that.
Yeah, he's right there.
Yeah, she just smiles at you. So, next steps.
That's a good question.
Well, if my message got out the way it was supposed to, there should be a second part to your mission, correct?
Yeah.
She kind of points around to the rest of you, like...
Yeah, okay. The rune drive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now...
Got any fingers pointing that direction, let me know.
And she kind of, like, sighs for a second. She's like, well, it's been coming and going, but let me give this a shot. And you see she kind of, like... like lets out this long like breath that just like way longer than what you'd expect, which is funny. Again, she's an android, she shouldn't be breathing, but she's doing this like almost like forced breathing thing, like she's trying to almost like she's trying to meditate, and she doesn't know any better other way to do it than to imitate what organic people do when they meditate, as if she's not 100% like used to it, which again, you guys know her. Since you've known her, she's essentially been, like, an operative. Like, mystical and meditation and shit, not really up her alley. But here she is. She's kind of got her eyes closed, and she's breathing heavy. And you start to see these, like, almost fluctuations around her. And you're kind of taken back to a moment, because you guys have all felt this before, where, like... there's almost like Eddie, especially you've had it a few times, especially when you're dealing with your bear buddy, but you get this sense of like almost like a sound or a song. It's a little discombobulated at first, and then it starts to kind of come into a harmony, and you see this like as waves almost around her, where it's this dissonant like spiky vibrations at first. And then you start to see them become these nice, like, more gentle ripples around her. And she's like, almost there. Almost there. And then all of a sudden you see her just, like, go, ah! And, like, her eyes, like, shoot open and they go pure white. And she just crumples to the floor.
Oh, shit.
This happened where?
Right on the ship. You guys are wherever you guys are mostly at. Whoever, you guys, a bunch of you were talking. So, no. Wherever you guys are. Whether it's the meeting room or in the main hallway entering, whatever it was.
Did she just short out?
Laura!
Sedona?
she's not getting back up.
Okay, well, Oris is going to hear his name called. He's going to go wherever they're at with the data pad in hand. He's not leaving the data pad.
Yeah, he'll do a preliminary looking over.
Yep, if anybody wants to go ahead, because I know Ginger's pretty good at medicine too, so whoever gets on site wants to do a medicine check, go ahead.
Ha ha.
Yeah, we're definitely rolling that. I wonder if it's... Do I have an expertise in it? I think maybe... No, bluff and imitate.
You have a fucking intimidate. Plus 12 in medicine?
Yes.
Even that's still ridiculous.
Operative.
Yeah, I know. Give a sec.
Did it roll?
I have not seen it.
It has not appeared for me yet. Would you like me to roll for you?
Yes, please.
What's your bonus?
Plus 13.
Bam.
Ginger rolled a 30.
Fuck yeah. Oris, you want to roll too?
I'm also a battlefield medic. See, that one rolled.
Nice. It'll be interesting to see how much this matters with a robot.
Fun story. Eddie, you actually hit the DC. It was only 15.
They did it a lot better.
Yeah, they did it much better. So as you look over, Eddie, you realize, yes, she shorted out somehow, but you don't feel she's in any danger right now. The rest of you, both Eddie or Oris and...
her name's Ginger.
Ginger. Well, I don't. I got confused because it said Eddie up there, and that's what threw me off. I was like, wait a minute, Eddie rolled there. Why does it say Eddie there? And like that just threw me off for a second. I was looking for Ginger's name. But Eddie and Oris and Ginger, when you look at her, you get that same realization, like, oh shit, she shorted out, like, and she seems to be out, like, she is out, like, something's scared. She should be all right with time, but how long it takes, you're not sure, and the only thing you can think of is to get her somewhere comfortable. Now, that could be a room, that could be the rejuvenation pods back on in the hangar. It could be maybe if there's a hospital somewhere on the station, depending on how much you want to leave her away from you guys. But I'd say you just know it'll take time, but she should be all right. But yeah, something scrambled her right there that she was fucking around with, and now is out like a light.
And I really hope that whatever she just did to herself didn't, like, reset the hard drive or something. Which, I know that, like, we know that she'll be all right after a couple hours.
It's not like they have to reinstall the fucking firmware. Sedona EXE does not respond.
Oh, no.
She's got a blue screen of death. That's what you see now in her eyes. You see the blue screen, like, the fucking code running through them. Just says error 401.
Well, what are we gonna do? Put her in a bed?
Yeah, we're not just gonna leave her on the floor.
Well, I meant put her in a bed and keep her here, or are we gonna take her somewhere to get looked at?
No, keep her here. So she's an escaped convict, and I know that we're on a friendly station.
Technically, I'm an escaped convict. Just saying.
I mean, I'm all for keeping her here. That's my vote.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Definitely don't want to leave her here alone.
No, I'll stay here with her.
No offense, but I don't know if I want the non-violent person to stay with her.
Well, we can...
Well, that's fine.
The engine room.
We'll just bring out someone else.
How you work confuses the hell out of me.
Yeah. Doesn't even try to justify it.
Yeah, I get it.
Look, I'm not judging you. It's just a fact.
No, I wouldn't care if I was judged anyway.
Okay, good. You definitely shouldn't. But fine. Now, other people might. If you think you can handle it, then
yeah.
All right.
I'll just go switch into the most protective person I know. And I'm going to pop into my room, and I'm going to roll back out as a Vandrian.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Tell me it isn't a bright idea. I say as I'm, like, racking my gun and checking it.
Do you want her the first
Do
thing
you
to
know
see
anyone
when
else
wakes
that
up
would be
to be a Vandrian?
More determined to protect what's theirs? No.
But a Vandrian?
Oh, she knows. Anyway, I wanted to make fun of him anyway.
There you go. That's the reason. Not for comfort of the patient, but because
no,
because
it would be humiliating to him to be babysitting.
Ginger thinks it would be funny. All right. Not sure what I expected from Ginger. She always surprises.
No, she is a bit of a bitch, yeah.
So, I mean, is there anything people specifically want to do here on the station?
That's it. You guys got 10,000 credits shortly thereafter. 5,000 UPBs were delivered to the ship for whatever you guys may want to do with that. Sedona does not wake up right away. So if you guys are putting her in a bed or whatever, that is cool. So, I mean, we can jump back over also to the passenger out of there because he went to go check on some stuff. He wanted to see the baby. But, what a little Arnold Schwarzenegger there. But but anyways, there you go. But yeah, so, yeah, here's the dock. You guys, you guys have complete free run of this place. I'll open up the doors for you. But this place has the rejuvenation pods that you can sit in. Again, they help you heal faster if you guys have HP damage. There is a kitchen for like a nice full stocked kitchen that you guys can prepare meals in. There's like a break room. Then there is the whole hangar itself is kind of like an automated and manual controlled like building area. Like they have like these arms, like big mechanical arms and stuff that are meant for building and putting shit together that can be controlled and taken care of. And then of course you guys have the ability to leave and head out to the marketplace if you want to do some shopping or whatever you want to hadouken. So now that you have a few days, what is everybody doing? What do people want to do? Again, this is a good chance if you want to focus on something. You know, as far as if you want to train something or if you want to work on, you know, you have a few days to work on it. Oris, I know pretty much what you're doing. You said you're going to do your science shit for your papa.
Yep, he's going to save his money to buy something later.
Yeah, do we just want to make it easy? Give everyone 2,000 credits?
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Everyone take 2,000 credits. We got credits and we got UPBs.
Oh, that's right, 10,000. I'm sorry. I thought it was 15,000.
You said 10,000.
Right. I did say 10,000. It is 10,000.
I mean, if you want it to be 3,000 apiece, we could totally do that.
No, 10,000 credits, 5,000 UPBs, which technically kind of comes out to the same anyways, because a UPB can be used just like a dollar. So you can use it to build shit or you can use it as currency. In fact, it's used more as currency than currency is in some cases.
More useful it.
It's a weird way of saying it, but you know, some planets don't use like Pact World credits, and they don't have use for actual currency. But everybody uses UPBs because they are what you know. It's essentially the fuel for or the material for 3D printers. Like that's what they use to print everything is the UPBs, the Universal Polymer Build Points or something like that.
Word?
Yeah, I feel like this is a conversation that we had ages ago.
Yeah.
The UPBs? Yes, it absolutely is. I think we've talked about it 3 or 4 times over the course of this adventure.
This is not new for us.
No. Rehashing old information is very much a thing we do.
I think Ginger's going to spend part of that time humiliating Evandrian.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Like walking around the station and like...
Look at me. I'm Evandrian.
I have poo-poo in my pants.
Yeah, like walking around in his boxers.
Scratching his balls and stuff.
Eating a corn dog.
I love it.
Scratching his balls, getting like food from asking around for the worst street vendor on the station.
Mm-hmm. So you just ask Eddie where to eat?
Yeah, asking Eddie where to eat and then picking the most disgusting smeary food and just like all over the face walking around in his underwear.
You'll want Cyclops Joe's.
That sounds like the right place.
Chili cheese everything.
Give me a D100 roll.
For Cyclops Joe's?
Yep.
Oh.
Come on, Cyclops.
See, somebody did something on Steam, so I had to wait for that to go away, but they rolled anyway. Pick whichever.
Oh, so you've rolled for Ginger, gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, I guess pick the first one.
Yeah, stick with the Eddie's roll.
Oh, you want to stick with Eddie's roll? Okay. So you happen to notice, luckily, you happen to notice, like, patrolling Draelic, and remember, oh shit, they're going to fire on any Aslanti people that they see, including Evandrian. So you're smart enough to kind of duck behind a thing or turn into something else as you pass them and then turn back to do that. So,
as embarrassing as it would be to get shot.
Yeah. Because as much, yeah, exactly. You're still taking the hits.
I imagine it's she just like dove behind a bush. She's like, oh, fuck my ass. They all saw me. Popping like Ginger would. Yeah. Just as an old military man. Just
yeah, I love it.
Or Evandria's just all catty. Like, yeah.
I do also... Mm-hmm. All right.
What kind of outfit is that anyway?
No. Because, you know, there's Ginger, there's Evandria. They're two separate people. Okay. However, I am going to see if there is, like, a photographer sort of on the station. And how much would it cost me to release a calendar of tasteful and not so tasteful nudes?
Okay. Absolutely. So this is what happened.
Deliver around to, like, you know, different trucker stops on in the galaxy.
100%. And this is what happens. This is fantastic. So you end up in the marketplace and you find like this corner stall, and it's one of those fucking like Wild West, like where like the family dresses up in Wild West clothing to get their pictures taken. Mm-hmm. But classic. You kind of approach him and you're like, hey, you know, what would it take to da da da? And this guy is just sitting there and like, it goes through his head like, this is fucking Evandrian. If I get these pictures and I distribute them, I will make a fucking mint. This would be so much more. This is like better than, this is essentially like celebrity fucking like paparazzi, like released porn video of a celebrity.
Yeah, it's like a celebrity coming up to you and being like, hey, you want to sell my sex tape?
Exactly. 100%. This is the dude that stole fucking Pamela Anderson's fucking sex tape out of their vault. Like that. This is exactly what this is. But except you're legitimately giving the okay, and he's like oh yeah, fuck yeah, bro, let's get in here and get this done. And he just fucking like he gets the whole thing.
All right, so it's an otter.
Yeah, fucking, you're right. They okay, all they like all that. Talk like that. You're right. So it is a Bernieri, I think they're called Bernari. Yep. So it's a Bernari guy, and
you met my brother Seth.
Yeah, I got a cousin Seth that you probably haven't met him. He's from the Pact Worlds. I can't imagine you've been there, but he's like, This one, I just want you to wear the hat. Say cheese. There we go.
Yep, that is exactly what I wanted for this.
So yes, you get a calendar, print it up. He has this shit out in like an hour. He has he fucking photoshops it and like makes them look very. There and it is, as you said, it's like tasteful.
And then by December.
Yeah, and then so by the end, it is fucking raunchy. Oh. Over just anybody would be ashamed by these images, and
yeah, I can't say that I'm proud of myself for this line of thinking, but I am so pleased.
And again, it is amazing how fast he has these printed up. Like it is, so he has the proofs like in no time. He has the photoshopped images within an hour, within 2 hours. He has, you see, there is a. His desk has a stack of calendars, like just ready to go. He's like, so, how much you want for these? Like, I mean, are is this free? You just distributing them, or is it like you need a cut? What's what are we talking here? Like, do I send it to like you know, Evandrian.com? Like, I don't know what you do. Like, do you have an account?
I want you,
yeah,
to sell these to everyone you could think to sell them to.
Oh, I got
and to use. Oh, yes.
Land
and to
it.
Use what you make from it. I don't need anything from this. I want you to use it to further spread these.
You want me to use the proceeds to make more, to sell more?
Yes. So now keep a cut for yourself.
Oh, I mean,
But I want to see these in every ship and at every ship stop, no matter where you are.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, that's what's happening then. Evandrian, it has been a privilege and an honor working with you. By the way, consummate professional. You know, some of the things I asked you to do, like, I thought maybe I'd get some pushback. Some of them were for me. They were just for me, I'll be honest. I just wanted to see if I could see it happen. But you know, you went there and you went above and beyond, and that is, you know, and that's what we say in the biz. We say a consummate professional.
Yeah, I'll more than willing to work with you in the future.
You know what? I gotta say, you get a bad rap. Everybody tries to act like you're just such a tough guy. It's always trying to, like, kill people. But, like, turns out, you know, you're just kind of a creep like the rest of us. There's nothing wrong with that,
yeah,
you know?
Yes. Maybe we could do a soundbite with it that my name is Evandrian Dexvalix, and I am a fellow creep.
He's like, he's already got her like a fucking, like a tape recorder out as you're saying it. Like, you don't even have to do it twice. He's already got it up as you start talking. He's like, oh, yeah, he's like, oh, got that. That's perfect. You know what? I got an idea. I'm going to redo these real fast. And I want it to be kind of like a pop-up book or like one of those cards that play music when you open them. First page. That's what it's going to say. I'm going to have you right there. It is your first thing. I'm going to even animate the mouth so it looks like you're talking. It's going to be like, I am Evandrian.
I love how your brain works.
You know what? This is great. I'm going to get working on this right away, Evandrian. It has been a pleasure. He goes out to shake your hand. It's like, you know what? This is going to be great. I tell you what, if this sells like the hotcakes I think it sells, I might kick you some money back your way. We'll see. We'll see. I know you said you don't want it. You want me to put it towards whatever, but we'll see. I have a feeling these are going to just sell themselves. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me. So, and if you ever see my cousin Seth, don't kill him, please. And just tell him that Frankie loves him. Anyways.
Well, thank you for helping me to realize my dream.
Oh, you know what? That's what they call me. Frankie Dreammaker. Actually, scratch that. Frankie Dreamweaver.
Ooh, I do like that.
Yeah, it is better. You know, as I said it, I was like, no, that one's better. That one's definitely better. Okay, you know what? I'm going to get on this. I am inspired. I'm going to get on this right now. And he gets to work. He puts on these little glasses and gets on his computer and he's typing away like a little fucking hacker from a 1990s movie.
But it's really just a porn peddler.
Yep, exactly. In fact, before you guys know it, all of you get junk mail.
No!
Of like, want to see Evandrian's new tasteful calendar? And we all know it's only Oris that's going to click on it because he does that.
He's got a membership to his own site. Thank you very much.
That's true.
Was it Bird Babes Gone Wild?
It was
something like
that. It was Feathered Girls Gone Wild. FGG. Beep, 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 beep. Anyways, so.
Thank you for humoring me.
It's called Spread Your Things and Fly.
Okay, he might click on that one.
Yeah.
Anyways, so. Is there anything anybody else wants to do during this downtime while you guys are waiting for Hasachir to do their thing? And
Eddie's rejuve bathing.
Okay, Eddie is rejuve bathing. Where is it? Oh, there's Eddie. So we'll put him up in the rejuve bathing area.
I imagine it's just like one of those like cool hot tubs that like professional athletes get to like sit in after a game. So it's just like a big hot tub, but it's like smaller, I guess. That's kind of what I always pictured.
The rejuvenation tubs, actually, these things are like pods you get in. So like you have to get into these pods.
So like, it's like a bacta tank?
Exactly. They're very much kinda like that, except it's more like a tanning bed kinda. But like enclosed. It kinda like closes around you and then it like fills up and just takes care of you. There's like I said, there's the injectors can come in and give you like
so it'd be like floating there unconscious.
Yeah, you can go to sleep, you can stay awake as well. Like you do not have to be knocked out. It doesn't like knock you out or anything. It's just like It helps you heal, and you can sleep in there as long as you want. And
yeah,
and
he'll just hang out, but he's always going to do the joke he always does. He's going to dress in really tropical swim trunks.
Tropical swim trunks? I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
That is perfect. Okay. Anybody else doing anything in the hangar at this time? So Eddie's in the back to tank. Sadoon, what are you up to?
During the course of this downtime, probably the reason that Eddie is in the baiting pod. Anyway, Sadoon wants to train with Eddie specifically.
Oh, okay. So you're working towards a level in operative?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. Okay. I can dig it. Okay. Yeah. So that's what you're working on. So again, between things are going on. So you guys train a little bit and, you know, Eddie gets worn out a bit. And then like by the end, let's say getting closer to the 3 days, Eddie, you know, you're tired up and you're kind of ended up in the back to tank. So after the training and stuff, where do you think you would be, Sadoon? Let's say at the, we'll kind of go through each person, see what they were doing during that time. And then at the end of that time, kind of where they think they would end up. Like, let's say at the end of the 3 days, where is everybody type thing? So where would you say you are, you know, after you've done your training and stuff and all that stuff?
Probably at about the third day, like it's finally settling in for Sadoon, like the progress that they've made so far. Mm-hmm. And they go to their room, reach underneath their pillow or wherever they tucked their family blade.
Okay.
Unsheathes it, holds it in their hand, swings it around some more.
So, hanging on the ship, playing with the sword.
But eventually...
What kind of training were you looking for, Eddie?
Like, sparring. Like, Sadoon was specifically watching Eddie do operative shit.
Okay. Footwork?
Yeah.
Then Eddie's gonna teach Sadoon how to C-step.
Like, crip walk?
That's right. It's gonna teach Sadoon how to dance a little bit.
I like it. Is this that scene in those movies like where
yeah, it's like the Miyagi thing where Sadoon doesn't know that they're learning.
This is the Remember the Titans moment.
But they are.
Yeah.
It's like the wax on, wax off. So yeah, Eddie'd be happy to help. Happy as a clam after he gets out of his Healy back to tank.
Bubble bath.
My bubble fan with my little rubber ducky.
So you guys do the crip walk and the training, all that stuff, and then I figured that's the back to tank thing comes after. So yeah. that way you can relax afterwards, work up a sweat and all that fun stuff. So Sadoon, by the end, you're hanging out in the in your room, getting, you know, all well acquainted. So which you will buy the ship. Oris, you're working on a cure for Papa, right?
Yeah.
So you're
on the ship? Yeah, he has a lot of shit. Okay, cool.
Just making sure. So, Scree, where would you say you are currently with everything that's going on?
He's been in the vents the whole time. He actually hasn't...
The whole time?
He hasn't come out. Which is probably weird.
Like, by the end of day one, at one point you just hear the airlock disconnect and... You see the relic just, or now the ka-chow, just haul ass, like fucking drifting out all crazy and going sideways and shit out of the, away from the station, heading off into the wild blue yonder, or black yonder, I don't know what you call it, space. So, also on this ship, and last up is Ginger. Where would you say by the end of kind of these 3 days of working, like what were you working on? What were you doing? And also I should back that up to Scree as well. What were you working on, Scree? Like, were you working on anything while in the vents?
Not really. He's still really badly hurt, like really badly hurt. So he opened up one of his med patches while he was hiding in the vents and just kind of like tucked it onto his chest a bit. And it's just kind of, you know, licking his wounds.
10-4?
He didn't want to deal with his family anymore. Like, he'd saved them, and that is as far as he wanted to go. He didn't want to talk to them. He didn't want them to try and make up excuses for why they did to him what they did to him. He didn't want to talk to them anymore. Like, he has his family. That's all he needs. Hmm. And it's not them.
Every Every now and then, Eddie will knock on the vent and put in some space Twinkies.
Did you see the head, like...
close it.
Aw, that's so cute.
Yeah.
He knows Scree's routine.
Yeah.
So that's the care package from Eddie's and Twinkies.
Oh.
I love it.
Yeah, because Scree's an upset bean, and he's in a fair bit of pain from getting shot. So he's just hiding.
Understood. Giving him his space. I like it. So yeah, everybody can take three long rests as well. And Ginger, for you, what were you working on for these 3 days? Well, I know we did the photo shoot, but that only took like a day. Anything else that you did?
You know, I think the rest of the time, Evandrian would have been in whatever public spaces he can avoid the cult in, just distributing.
Nice, distributing his calendar.
Yep, distributing his calendar.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that is definitely what happens. And so yeah, so you're are you, say at the end of day three, are you away from the hangar? Like distributing?
Yeah, I would be away from the hangar.
Okay.
And the end of day three, away from the hangar, picking like a public place. There's a couple people that are like probably frustrated at seeing me there by now. But anyone else that has only just landed or is just leaving, I am like shoving flyers into their hands, or, you know, the data equivalent of that, and being like, I just had a wonderful photo shoot a couple days ago, and if you want some more material like this, this is the location to go. Just to like send people my business partner's way.
Gotcha.
Anyone that wants to stop and take a picture with me, I take it. And I do like cheesy thumbs up and bunny ears and shit.
Okay. Well, I love it. So, day three, Eddie, you're just hanging in the back to tank, healing up. Again, everybody can take their three long rests for hanging out. Eddie, you should get double your HP back. I don't think you're going to need that much, but you'll get double your HP because you're in those back to tanks. And everybody else is hanging out in the ship. So as day three rolls in, you guys are all kind of just hanging out. And then, all of a sudden, Eddie, you can see it, unless you're sleeping, of course, the doors all shut in front of you. And then you see little klaxons going off inside the room itself. And you just hear it say, lockdown initiated. And everybody in the ship... all of a sudden, you feel the whole ship just get rocked, like something slams into it. And I think that's where we're going to end it for tonight.
Spilled Eddie's weed. Oh, it's all shit. Over the carpet.